It's time for Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, talking everything tourism and exploring all that the Golden Heart City has to offer for visitors and residents alike. Brought to you by Explore Fairbanks, located in the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. And now, here's the crew from Explore Fairbanks.
That's right. It's the crew of one. Welcome to Explore Fairbanks, talking everything tourism and exploring Fairbanks in the Golden Heart City. I'm your host for today, Jerry Evans, and joining me, not in the studio, but on the phone line, is one of the co-owners, along with Doug Tolley from Running Reindeer Ranch, Jane Atkinson. Hey, Jane.
Hey, how you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing good. So here's the deal. Let's talk a little bit about Running Reindeer Ranch. Now, you would think, because you guys are always right at the top of the list for TripAdvisor things to do, you've been written up in Condé Nast magazine, United Airlines magazine, you've been seen on the Travel Channel, Animal Planet, the Smithsonian, a ton of stuff. You would think everybody knows about Running Reindeer Ranch. But if somebody, one of our listeners, doesn't know, how would you describe Reindeer Ranch to them, Running Reindeer Ranch to them?
Well, we're speaking to a local audience, and you're right. Despite all of that media press that we've gotten, we still find that Running Reindeer Ranch is like the hidden gem in Fairbanks that locals don't know about. So thanks for this opportunity to share with our local folks a little more about us. So we have, we're out in the Goldstream Valley, and we have a little herd of 12 reindeer right now, and we do a 2.5-hour natural history walking tour with our reindeer. So so that's out, you know, on the valley. So we take people out for walks, we share with them information about reindeer and their natural history, you know, about reindeer and caribou and the history, human history of having reindeer come, and all while we're enjoying our reindeer out on a walk. We'll have one of them on a lead rope, and the other ones are just sort of running around willy-nilly.
Right, and that's one of the unique things that when I hear comments about Running Reindeer Ranch and all the positive stuff, it's that you're not just looking at reindeer, you're not just kind of walking out with them, you're really learning about them. It's a pretty immersive tour as far as being able to hang out with the animals, but also to learn a lot about them.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's really a learning experience. We want when people come out and join us for our experience, that they go out really learning more, and we feel like really appreciating these animals on an entirely different level.
Now, when people go out there, it's people aren't used to walking with reindeer, obviously, especially the visitors or really even locals. Are they surprised how much the reindeer are kind of interacting and all around them?
Yeah. So, you know, they're herd animals. And what happens is that when we have our guests come, they basically integrate into the herd. They become part of the herd. So as we move along, they want to keep up with the herd. So they'll just come along, and then we stop for a while. They may wander off a little bit, or they may just hunker real close to us. It just depends upon their mood. And then we start moving again, and we call them, and just like calling your, you know, dozen dogs to come join you on a walk, they come running up and join along.
It's funny how much, like, and they are household pets. They are pets to you, but they act like a pet would act.
Right. Yeah. They're definitely pets to us. And they each have their own personality, just like any other pet does. And the more time you spend around them, really the more time you learn to love them.
Right. And, you know, one of the things when we talk about, when I talk about Fairbanks, I tell them it's almost like two different planets coming up in the summertime and in the wintertime. And of course, at Running Reindeer Ranch, you guys do tours year round. Now, is the summertime tours much different from the wintertime tours?
Yeah, well, they are in a variety of different ways. So in the summer, reindeer are going through a tremendous amount of growth to be able to get prepared for winter. And so they look different in the summer, they act different in the summer, but then of course our landscape is very different from season to season too. So their personalities change from summer to winter. It is two very different experiences for sure.
Right. So now going back to when Running Reindeer Ranch started, now for somebody who doesn't know you or know much about your business, people might think, okay, well, they wanted to do this thing where they had reindeer tours and to go out with people like that. They probably bought a bunch of reindeer and started up this business. But you guys started much differently than that and in a very organic way. Can you tell us a little bit about how Running Reindeer Ranch came to be?
Sure. Yeah, so this all started when my daughter wanted a livestock animal. When we bought our house out in the Goldstream Valley, the woman who had it before us had a horse there. And my daughter, she was 10 at the time, thought that the house came with a horse. So she was terribly disappointed to find out there was no horse. We actually had the horse for a whole week before the woman could move it to another area. But
okay.
So the horse was gone, and she was just heartbroken and really felt like that was part of the deal, having a horse. So she asked me for a horse. Well, I am deathly allergic to horses, and having that week with that horse definitely solidified that, and I just couldn't live with a horse. And, you know, sure, she was going to take care of it, but ultimately, you know, as an adult, it's your responsibility,
right?
You know, ultimately. So I couldn't live with a horse. So she suggested then that we get goats. And, well, I am a gardener, and that is where my loyalties lie.
Okay, so gardens are allergic to goats.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't believe in living with goats. I love goats and love goat videos.
Sure.
But I'll just go visit them somewhere else. I don't want to live with them. So then she suggested sheep. And well, sheep are really hard to care for here in Fairbanks. And I told her she had to come up with a more conducive animal for living in our environment. And one day we were driving through the university, and back then they had the reindeer research program going, and there were about 100 reindeer out in those fields. And she was sitting in the back seat of the car, and I looked out at those reindeer, and I thought, unfortunately out loud, I wonder about reindeer. And of course, she loved that idea. And I told her if she wanted reindeer, she'd have to do all the research and fundraising. And it took her a couple of years, but she got some reindeer. And so we just had pet reindeer around. Her and I used to take them out for walks. I'd help her walk her reindeer. She got two reindeer at the time. And we would take them out for walks. And then she spent her junior year of high school in Germany. So I needed to go out and walk her reindeer for her. And I asked my friends to come join me, and they came, and then they'd ask their visiting friends and relatives, call me when they had visiting friends and relatives
okay.
in town. And that's how it just got started. They said, hey, you know, I think other people would like to do this too. So, and at the time I was in nursing school and didn't have a job. I was studying to be a nurse. And so they told me to put it on TripAdvisor, and I did that. And boy, can't even imagine that this is where life is now.
Now, when you started the tour, how many reindeer did you have as opposed to what you have now?
Yeah, I think at that time we probably had 4 or maybe 5 reindeer, because we had had some calves and we'd had them for a number of years. So all of our reindeer had been born at our place. And that's kind of another kind of unique thing with our reindeer. They're born at our house. They are touched and handled around people from the first minutes of life. So they're very well socialized. And so now we have 12 reindeer. We're expecting a few calves in the spring. We've got a couple of calves on the ground this year too. So
there's probably not much cuter than a baby reindeer.
Oh my gosh. Just unbelievable.
So that's great. So that's the only life that these reindeer know. And when their babies looking up to the elder ones, they follow suit and do what they do. And so they're probably they were domesticated to start with, but now it's probably even more so. Do they want in the house all the time like a pet would?
Well, I had one reindeer, two of them, but one major one. Her name was Olive, and she was our boss reindeer for years and years, one of our original reindeer. And Olive hated bugs. And so in the summer, she would do anything. She'd get up on the deck. She figured out there were far fewer bugs on the deck. But then if the door was left open, then she'd run in there. And sometimes she would even just bust through the screen door and get in the house. So she loved it. Jasper also didn't like bugs very much. And he would want to come in the house. And now Toby is our one who just has a thing about bugs. But he has not figured out about getting... He gets on the deck, but he has not figured out how to get in the house.
Oh, I hope it stays that way. Because once they're in,
that's what
they're going to want to do. So that's a fascinating story about how you got going with Running Reindeer Ranch. And again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Jane Atkinson, one of the co-owners, along with Doug Tooley of Running Reindeer Ranch. So when you mentioned that your daughter had to do some fundraising, there's kind of a unique tie-in with the cookies. Now, I'm going to be honest. When I looked online, it says the world famous cookies. Now, usually when I hear something like that, oh, it's the world famous this, the world famous that, I kind of roll my eyes a little bit. But I started to think about it because these cookies not only were a fundraising tool, but they become part of the tour. And everybody from around the world that visits you enjoys the cookies and you have recipes and that kind of stuff. So they really are world famous cookies. So tell us how the whole cookie thing came associated with Running Reindeer Ranch.
Sure. So when Robin wanted these reindeer, I told her that she had to do the research and fundraising. So we share some of that research and other research that we've learned over the years. But what she decided to do to raise money was to make and sell homemade cookie dough. So for a couple of years, she, you know, make this cookie dough up and she'd go to bazaars. And so maybe some of the listeners remember that years ago. This was a long time ago. But she'd go to bazaars and, you know, from the mall. And I mean, I don't know why people would buy cookie dough from some kid in front of the mall, but like Girl Scout cookies. But these were homemade cookie dough, and people would buy this stuff, and that's how she raised her money to buy her first reindeer.
It's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the cookies that we serve at the end of every tour, still to this day, are made. They're the most popular recipe. She had four different, this is kind of fun, she had four different cookies and cookie dough, and her name was Murphy Dough Cookie Co., because we live out of Murphy Dome.
Perfect.
She had Murphy Dough, Pedro Dough, Esther Dough, and Wickersham Dough.
Okay.
And so this is her most popular recipe. And we bake those still fresh every day, right before the tour starts. We bake cookies for our guests and serve those. In the summer, we serve them with lemonade. In the winter, we serve them with hot chocolate.
Good call.
So every, you know, they have been all over the world, and our cookie recipe is published on our website. And I've had the one of the food editors from a New York Times replicate the whole thing. And she said, well, this is not a very precise recipe. Now, how many, like, I don't know. I just put some in here. I have since changed the recipe to be more specific because I don't bake that way. But then she wrote back and let me know the exact, size of the cookie balls. It was
okay.
Real, funny because
that's funny. It's a New York Times are a little bit more snooty about exactly how to do stuff here. It's just like a little of this, a little of that, it'll turn out perfect.
Right.
Well, once again, we're talking with Jane Atkinson from Running Reindeer Ranch. What we're going to do right now is take a quick commercial break, Jane, and then we'll be back with a few more questions and find out a little bit more about Running Reindeer Ranch.
We will continue to explore Fairbanks right after this short message from our sponsors.
This holiday season, experience the magic at Running Reindeer Ranch. Gather your friends and family for an unforgettable adventure right here in Fairbanks. Picture this, walking through a winter wonderland surrounded by majestic reindeer, their hooves clicking in the snow. Get ready to watch reindeer games as you learn about how these furry friends are adapted to life in the Arctic. And there's plenty of time for reindeer hugs and selfies. Make this season unforgettable at Running Reindeer Ranch. Book your spot now at runningreindeer.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. It, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. And Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now back to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio.
That's right. We're back with Explore Fairbanks, and on the line with us, we have Jane Atkinson from Running Reindeer Ranch. Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, up to this point, we haven't actually mentioned where Running Reindeer Ranch is located. So can you give us, I guess you don't have to give us the address, but you can maybe let people know how they can get a hold of you.
Sure. Well, we are located out in the Goldstream Valley, about a half a mile up Murphy Dome Road, right on the base of Moose Mountain. And we are open by appointment only, so we don't, it is our home. And so we don't have people just dropping by. You can't just come and look at the reindeer.
Right. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to make sure that I didn't get the exact address, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, you can certainly find our address around, but we don't have people just drop by. So, but you can, you know, call us and get information. You can go to our website, runningreindeer.com. Get more information and book an appointment through there.
Now, there are times when we're talking peak season here, how many tours are you doing in a week? And I know that there are some weeks when you are doing many of them, and yet still they're sold out, which is nice that you cap it at a manageable group of people, because you don't want hordes of people there. You want the people there to be learning and to experience and to be enjoying themselves.
Yeah, so it is a limited number of people. We walk on a trail, and we can't get too spread out on that trail. So we definitely want to limit the number of people that are there for our walking tour. So we are in the summer. We can do a couple tours a day. In the winter, it becomes a little more challenging because of daylight. And since you're there for 2 hours, then so it becomes a little more challenging. Sometimes when we're really overbooked and we've got long waiting lists, we will open up what we call a ranch visit. And that is not a tour, but more of a time to just come and see the reindeer. They, again, won't be in the pen. They'll be out wandering around through our property doing their reindeery things. And staff are there, and you can ask lots of questions, but we don't have a formal tour at that time. It's just what we call our meet and greet ranch visit.
So you've got sold out tours at certain times. You guys have you have to add a little bit here and there, but you guys are actually, besides going out and learning about them and walking with the reindeer, you guys have done some creative things where people can interact with the reindeer. Can you tell us just a little bit about those?
Sure. So I mentioned earlier that personalities change depending upon the season and all of that. During the summertime, the reindeer get ready for winter. They have an insatiable appetite. They're hungry all the time. And they're growing new antlers, so their antlers are nice and soft. And basically all they care about is eating and relaxing in the summer months. So
that sounds like me in the winter months.
Right.
Okay, sorry.
So during the summer, we call that our season of peace and love because, every reindeer wants to be a boss, but you have to have hard, pokey antlers to be a boss. So in the summer, they have soft, sensitive antlers, so nobody's really bossing anyone around. And during that season of peace and love, then we can get all in a cozier space together. And so we started doing a few years back a yoga with reindeer experience. So we're all in a round pen together. It's not their normal pen. It's a special pen that we do for this experience. And we go out and lay out our yoga mats, and the reindeer just moving around us, doing their things and enhancing our yoga experience. It's such a nice, the dragonflies are out there, and the wind can be rustling. It's just such a great sensory experience. Yoga experience out there.
You're sharing a peaceful space with them, and it's you're seeing them. It probably seems like it's just much more of a natural thing.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. We really feel strongly that this isn't a gimmicky kind of thing. It's just a way to enhance your yoga experience. So it's not like goat yoga and no one's jumping on you. It's not puppy yoga. It really is a time to be out there and just have another sensory of maybe hearing them clicking as they walk by, hearing them munching on the grass. Maybe they lay down and rest and digest and have a little gas exchange in that process. It's just along with all the other things that are going on in nature out there. So it really is a lovely experience. And then a couple of years ago, we started something else, and we offer house concerts with the reindeer. So we have local musicians come and play for an hour, and we have people bring their chairs, and if they want to bring beverages or snacks or whatever. Reindeer don't eat people food, so you won't have any begging reindeer there. But and then just listen to some music as the reindeer are doing their reindeer things as well.
So is there any particular type of music or instruments that they seem to react more positively? I'm guessing bagpipes probably don't do it for reindeer.
Cool. on a personal level, bagpipes don't do it for me.
I know, me too.
So I have not had that group come. but reindeer are particularly sensitive to energy all the way around. They just pick up on the energy that's happening. It's a survival mechanism that they have. And so we had the steel drums come out and play.
Perfect.
And I was a little nervous about that because that can be pretty high energy.
Right.
So we talked about that, and they said, no, they'd keep it really mellow. And, I mean, we do think of steel drums as high energy, but, boy, the group here, we were so lucky to have them there, so versatile. And they started off playing John Lennon's Imagine, and it just got better and better from that. We've had them out twice, and I said, all right, I think this year maybe we can pick it up a little more, and they did, and yeah, there was a lot more energy from the reindeer in response to that. So it was really fun. It's been the marimbas. I have one of my calves this year, the marimba band here came, and one of my calves, he just couldn't get enough of it. He was just up there banging on the keys, and it was just really, really fun.
And, you know, Jane, at the beginning of this, before we started, I said, you know what? This is going to go faster than we think. So, and it's getting there because we only have a couple minutes left. And first of all, I want to say nothing against bagpipers. There's a time and a place. It's probably right. Not hanging out with reindeer, though.
Right.
Okay. Exactly. So real quick, this is going to be a tough one, but in about a minute, can you tell us the biggest difference between reindeer and caribou? And I know you can talk about this for hours, but briefly, I mean, what are the major differences?
Sure. So just on a broad level, without getting into details, is that reindeer and caribou are the same genus and species, a different subspecies. And here in North America, we refer to caribou as the wild animals that live here, and reindeer as domesticated livestock that were imported into Alaska in the late 1890s, initially from the Russian Far East and then from Norway. So they have been domesticated in those parts of the world for between 3,000 and 5,000 years, longer than horses, actually. And so they've had thousands of years to change to be a livestock animal. And then there's just very specific ways that they have changed to be livestock animals. And so what we own is a livestock animal. It's used to being around people. They are, you know, I like to say all my reindeer were lucky to have been born into a vegetarian household.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah, because they are, you know, traditionally raised for meat by most of the indigenous herders around the circumpolar north. Our people in North America, our indigenous people, never domesticated them, but they have been domesticated for a long time in the rest of the circumpolar north.
Got it. And if people want to find out more, of course, going out to Running Reindeer Ranch, that's a perfect way to do it. So in about 30 to 45 seconds, Jane, is there anything that we didn't mention that you would like to add?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I think I'm going to give a shout out to my daughter, actually.
Yeah.
Who started me in all of this. Just as a serendipitous thing that she's always been an incredibly hard worker, and right now she is in a veterinary school with the UAF Colorado State veterinary program. So I'm really excited about that. That was her 10-year-old dream when she's talking about horses and reindeer and other things, and she's actually making that come to fruition.
Very cool. How perfect is that? Jane, thank you so much for joining us. Once again, we've been talking with Jane Atkinson from Running Reindeer Ranch. And we know you're calling from afar, but we'll see you back home here soon, huh, Jane?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio. For more information, log on to explorefairbanks.com. To listen to this or any past shows, log on to KFAR Archives page at kfarradio.com. This has been a presentation of Last Frontier Media Active.
You have been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past shows, simply log on to our website and click on the Archives page. Explore Fairbanks has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.